USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he's not ordered the U.S. Postmaster General to slow down the mail ahead of November's elections.
I have encouraged everybody to speed up the mail, not slow the mail. And I also want to have a post office that runs without losing billions and billions of dollars a year.
Postmaster General Louis DeJoy will be testifying before the Democratic-led House Oversight Committee next Monday. The Justice Department is announcing new regulations that detail how convicted sex offenders should register under the National Registration System in an effort to ensure reporting to the registry is adequately enforced. According to the Department of Justice, the proposed regulations will enhance the enforcement of registration and notification across the country and ensure that information about sex offenders is available to everyone. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Can the daily recommended servings of fruits and vegetables fit into just 6 capsules? Yes. We start by sourcing organically grown whole fruits and vegetables. We ensure they are picked at peak ripeness. All of our produce is third-party tested for pesticides, heavy metals, bad bacteria, and nutrients. They are then washed, cut, and put through an advanced vacuum cold process, which removes the water using pressure. This maximizes the nutritional value while preserving the color, smell, and taste of the fruit or vegetable. The freeze-dried food is then ground into a fine powder without adding any additives, fillers, or extracts. These powdered foods are then mixed in our proprietary blends and encapsulated, locking out air and moisture. The capsules are then bottled and shipped directly to our customers. Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
As the Democratic National Convention begins tonight, former President Barack Obama will be among the speakers this week. His wife, Michelle Obama, former First Lady, will be addressing the convention tonight. Jeff Weaver was the campaign manager for former presidential candidate Senator Bernie Sanders. He says there will be some moderate Republicans speaking at the DNC convention, but reminds everyone,
I think there are people who understand that this is a demonstration of the fact that Joe Biden's coalition is very big, his electoral coalition. But I think those of us in the progressive wing of the party are determined to make sure that once Joe Biden is elected, that people like John Kasich are not part of the governing coalition.
Some delegates have also voiced their concern regarding Kasich speaking as well. Home builder confidence is running at a record high. The National Association of Home Builders says its housing market index jumped 6 points to 78 in August. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Bank. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Tuesday marks the 100th anniversary of the 19th Amendment, paving the way for future women leaders. The 19th Amendment, which gave women the right to vote, was ratified in 1920. The amendment proved to be a springboard towards equality in America, as Kamala Harris was just recently asked by presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden to be his running mate. Dr. Marissa Porges runs an all-girls school just outside of Philadelphia. She joins USA Radio News and discusses what we need to do to empower young girls.
Your daughters in your life, the girls in your life, listen to every little thing you say, and they really respond to your reinforcement, reinforcing that you value her voice, reinforcing that you value her toughness, that you value her competitive spirit. Something that a lot of young women shy away from is being competitive, not just on the athletic field, but maybe at the spelling bee or in the poetry competition, too. You know, making sure she goes for it, making sure she doesn't opt out of that next competition she expressed interest in. These are ways that dads, you know, in just small everyday ways can really reinforce the core skills that every girl needs when she's older.
And finally, it was on this day back in 1969 when the grooviest event in music history, the Woodstock Music and Art Fair, draws to a close after 3 days of peace, love, and rock and roll in upstate New York. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.